He is the UFC legend, Bellator legend, Pride Championship legend. We made him drive all the way down from Long Beach, California. It's Quentin Rampage Jackson on this week's Food Truck Diaries, and I'm feeding him burgers. Let's go. Mr. Rampage Jackson.
What's up?
What up, big dog?
How you doing?
We're back at it, dog.
Yeah.
Back at it. Yeah. Sent out that Rampage signal. You show up, dog?
Yeah, I had to, man.
Fresh off the plane from Vegas?
Yeah.
You're just a businessman now.
Man, I just be doing it.
Just doing the damn thing.
Yeah, come on. I ain't fighting that much right now. So might as well do it, you know?
You're not fighting, but did you have you want to fight? There was a lot of rumors with the Shannon Briggs fight.
It was a lot. I think he was just selling wolf tickets. I think he was just trying to get his name back out there or something, because I was serious. I really wanted to fight him, but it never happened.
It never happened, but you would entertain a fight right now.
A boxing match for sure, 100%.
Anybody in general? Like, I see you were on my boy Adam 22's pod. I heard you talk. Why are you talking about Daryl Schoonover?
That's right. What are you doing, man? Titties. I owe him an ass whooping.
Why? That poor kid. I don't even think he's on social media anymore.
Oh, man. Hey, look, I feel bad about all that part, but come on.
Titties?
Yeah, but hey, in the beginning, it was all fun and stuff until he started getting mad at me and stuff. And now, you know.
To be fair, though, he's the one that started. He made fun of something on you, and then you were like, what? Titties, and then it was off to the races.
Yeah, it was off to the races.
You did in front of a group of 16 other dudes who were like, titties. And then you just got roasted.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. But yeah, you're right. I remember he did start it. You know what I mean? I like making fun of people and joking around.
You're
and
a
shit.
Funny dude.
I like having fun. But then, yeah, he took it a little bit too far. Now that I'm old and I'm on my way out, I want to kick everybody's ass who I owe ass whoopings to.
You think you owe an ass whooping?
I owe him an ass whooping because, you know, some people send me some clips. He rode up on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm sure he wrote up on me, but I didn't do nothing because, to be honest, I almost fought Rashad on the show, too. But I was already in trouble for that. I had caught a case before that, and I knew they was watching me.
So keep it cool.
Yeah,
I had to keep it cool. Shannon Briggs, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
Schoonover.
We don't know. He said he needs 6 months.
That's not bad.
I need 6 months.
And who? Anybody else?
I have nobody else on my radar. You know what? I owe Marvin Eastman a rubber match.
You two and two against him?
No, one and one.
One and one, and then Vandalay.
Me and Vandalay 2-2. I owe him a rubber match, but I would box Vandalay.
Would watch that.
Yeah, I'd
watch that.
I'll box him.
What's the chance of this happening?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know who his manager is.
Yeah, I wonder if he's down for it. Would you be down for? What if like a Jake Paul started coming after you?
For me to buck,
yeah.
Jake Paul,
yeah,
I had to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah,
man, do you know how hard it's going to be to lose 100 pounds?
I do.
You see how big these legs are, man.
Yeah, I don't think your legs are the problem. I would, but these thick legs, man.
I didn't want to talk about the stomach. Come on, the stomach is not what's weighing me down that much. That's probably like 25 pounds. The legs are like, they're like 75 pounds each.
But if there was like a catch weight, you'd be open to
it, baby. Had to be a catch weight.
Super, Jake, be cool, man. Had to be a super catch weight.
Had to be a super catch weight. Yeah. No way I could lose 100 pounds.
What about, so there's some blocks in there. Like, I would, man, with these legs. These legs are all crazy.
I was going to blame it on my penis, but I couldn't get away with that. That don't weigh that much.
No, well, you never know.
Yeah.
So if there's, I mean, some boxing. What would you be open to? What would you be? What if Dane offered you a deal in the slap fight?
Nah, fuck no. Fuck
you ain't
that.
Get a slap nobody?
Hell no.
Have you seen it?
I seen that
what
shit.
What do you think?
That shit's crazy. Fuck, man. I honestly, I thought it was really entertaining until that one guy had his face all swollen up.
I was on board, until that dude got that aneurysm and his face was all messed up.
Yeah.
And then when the girl, she was an attractive girl, but she was kind of built. When she smacked that girl so hard, she did a front flip and then woke up and was like, where am I?
I didn't see
and they're like, get back in there. I'm like, no.
That can't but be
I'll,
good.
No, I'll give it to, it is like the shock factor, like the entertainment value. Like, I can see it, but it can't be good.
No, it's entertaining though. I give it that, but no, I'm not. See, I wouldn't do bare knuckle or no slap shit. I wouldn't do that shit. But if bare knuckle, if they pay me a couple million, I'll fuck somebody up.
I feel like bare knuckle pay you a couple mil.
I do bare knuckle for a couple mil.
Oh, man. Bare knuckles, it's savage.
It's savage. I do it for a couple mil. That's the only way because My hands, I always fuck my hands up.
Break them and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, they always get fucked up. My knuckles and shit.
Do you think that slap fight league's gonna be around for a while?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
I don't think so.
Here's my question. Like, if you're, and I don't hate on Dana for this, but it's like, you're set, bro. Why are you entertaining this bullshit?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking that.
You'd be like, Dana White tries out for Arena Football League quarterback. I'm like, why though? You have $400 in the bank.
I would see Dana buying a bare knuckle league instead of a slap league.
That would make more sense.
That'd make more sense.
This one, as far, you know, he's a business dude. I don't understand it, man.
Right. He knows business. I wish I knew business like Dana. I'll tell you that.
I mean, you're pretty good at it. I mean, you're part of the UFL.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys, they know business. Harrison, he knows business.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys, their family doing it right. They doing something right.
How so? With like the insurance for fighters?
Yeah, you can't beat that. They giving fighters insurance and life insurance and a stake in the company. So, you know, who knows what's gonna happen, right? They do it right, they blow it big. Just say one day they're worth half of what the UFC worth in like 10, 20 years. Yeah. Think about all the guys that got a percentage of that. They'll probably be millionaires.
That'd be dope. I mean, my question, for Harrison is like, so let's say he signed Bigfoot Silva, okay, right? He got most of his punishment outside of the UFL. Mm. So does he get compensated like life insurance for here on out?
He just if he got a contract. It's
a multi-fight deal, so you can't just do one and done to get life insurance.
No,
you have some dudes just tank.
Yeah, no.
Give me that life insurance.
No, to even get the health insurance, you get the health insurance for your contract, but the life insurance, I'm sure, you know, I'm not Harrison. I didn't even ask Harrison that. I need to ask Harrison that.
Yeah, that would be my only. It's not even a pushback, because you know you guys are doing the Lord's work, giving guys health insurance, life insurance, and all that other stuff in the stock, you know, in the equity in the company. You just gotta, you know, because you were around during the affliction days. Like when these organizations come, they dump all this money into it, and all the fighters like they're doing it right, and then they're gone in a year.
Yeah, but see, I think what affliction them doing, they was trying to compete with the UFC. They were trying to go out.
Everyone does.
Yeah, but these guys, they're not trying to compete with the UFC. Yeah. UFL, they're like, you know how right after amateur when you first start pro, like you know, like they're like what King in the Cage level,
but a little King bit of Cage LFA.
But I heard they're paying more than what you start off there, though.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so it's like, it's entry level, and then they're going to keep growing. And all we need is for more fans to support, and they'll stick around. Like, if you support a company that you really believe in, and the fans believe in and they support it, it'll be around. But they're not going right after the UFC.
So what exactly do you do for
UFC? Me? I do a lot of stuff for them. I'm going to get my own team.
What if you're like, I'm the nutritionist?
Nah, you not. Do I look like a nutritionist?
No, I don't know. It's like,
I ain't no damn nutritionist. Yeah. I'm not a coach. I'm be an owner of a team. And sometimes when Frank's not down, I help him commentate. You know, just help him promote and, you know.
Do your thing.
Do my thing.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, but I'm real excited about being the owner of a team.
Hell yeah, and how many are on the team?
10 weight classes, right?
God, you tell me.
Yeah, it's
in the UFL, it's going to be 10?
It's a 10 weight class.
10 weight classes?
Eight weight classes.
Yeah. And so one from each weight class, and that's the team?
No, I'm going to have two guys.
Is it similar to IFL? Remember IFL?
Yeah, I remember IFL. It's similar there, but the scoring system is different, which is going to make it more exciting.
That's dope.
Yeah, but I'm going to have two guys per weight class in case one hurt or something, you know?
That'd be dope. And then it's about whatever team wins, like Team Rampage, Team Mayor, or whatever.
Yeah. You got to have so many points for the team to win, you know?
You better be careful doing like Team USA, Team Dagestan. That Dagestani team.
They'd be tough, huh?
Yeah.
We ain't scared of nobody though.
No, except Dagestani.
I'm gonna go and recruit like the best guys that I can get my hands on that I can afford for my team.
That's the thing. You help a lot of guys out too.
Yeah.
Especially at the gym you're at, there's some savages out there.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm gonna be going to a lot of other different gyms and stuff too, just recruiting my team, get like a good tight team. You know.
I'll tell you right now, good luck recruiting anyone to beat Frank Mir's daughter.
I know, huh?
Just don't.
Yeah, she already a savage.
Super savage.
What weight class is she? I just have to get them in the way.
Was she 220?
No way she's
220. No, I'm just kidding. No, she's tiny, man.
See? Yeah, my son, I'm going to get my son to fight at like 170 or 155. He says he can make 155, but I haven't seen it yet.
How big is he right now?
He's like 183.
In shape, 83?
Yeah, and he's not super ripped, but he's...
55 be tough, huh?
Yeah, 55. He say he wants to go to 55, but I don't see him. But I think he's too small for 170.
How tall is he?
He's like 5'10", 5'11". But I don't think he's big enough for 170. That's what they said. Because the guys at 170, they cut down for like 200 of them.
Especially now, some big boys. Yeah. Let's take a little break, fam, from chatting with my boy, Rampage Jackson. Spring has sprung. Our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. They've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedge Pro Kit. Make sure you look your best this spring by using code FOODTRUCK to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. It's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you have to show your face in the day, all right? So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. The kit starts off with the Beard Hedger, a waterproof cordless trimmer that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths. What do you want, a Philly fade on your face? You want to do a flat top, whatever you want, we got you covered. It also comes with a titanium coated T-blade. All right, it's tough on the hair, but smooth on your face. The Beard Hedger is a high-tech piece of art in a travel-sized package with long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor. It comes with beard shampoo and conditioner. They got beard oil, beard balm. They got it all for that fine-ass beard of yours. Save 20% off and free shipping with the code FOODTRUCK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code FOODTRUCK at manscaped.com. Focus on the face. Use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. Manscaped. It's time for America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. I'm talking about our friends at Factor. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list. You don't need to be all up in the grocery store waiting, then come home, chop it up, cook it up. Takes hours away from your family from a busy day. Forget all that. Look and feel your best in time for warmer weather with the calorie-smart meals, around 550 calories or less for you thickies out there. But you're too busy to cook? Say less. With Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready to in just 2 freaking minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Factor has delicious flavored packed meals to help you live to the fullest. Choose from keto, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, protein plus, which is your boy's doing because I have psoriasis, so I need just meat right now. So that's cool at my age. With 34 chef prepared, dietitian approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Want to cut back on takeout? Cool. Get Factor. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready faster than restaurant delivery. It's just 2 freaking minutes. All right. And if you're eating vegan or veggie, cool, man. We got you covered because they can provide that for you. Get Factor. Enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals. Enjoy fresh, flavored packed meals delivered straight to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/shob50. That's factormeals.com/shob50, S-C-H-A-B-5-0. Use the code SHOB50. Get 50% off your first box. That's code SHOB50. 50 at factormeals.com/shop50 to get 50% off your first box. Now let's get back to Rampage.
But then, in a couple of years, we all gonna be talking about AJ McKee.
Savage. A little brokenhearted he didn't come over to the UFC, gotta be honest.
Yeah, I think Bellator, you know, they got plans for him. I think they're paying him what he wanna get paid.
And I love Bellator, work for Bellator, love Scott Coker, absolutely love him and what they do there. I think he's doing the Lord's work. Scott's the absolute best promoter. He's good to the fear to the fighters. Bellator, love Bellator. I bleed UFC alumni, you know, sorry, you pride and all your shit you've done. But also, the reason I want him in the UFC is because they're, don't get me wrong, like the top 5 guys in Bellator, they could jump the UFC, compete top 5 all day.
Yeah.
But after that, it gets dicey. Yeah. UFC's, I mean, 155, 145, 170, 1 through 60.
Yeah.
60 can fuck up number 5. It's a savage division. Yeah. So for AJ McKee, just for his legacy, just for him to get more eyeballs, I just want to see him compete and have that marketing machine behind him. Because we've got AJ on here. Great kid. Such a fucking talent.
Yeah.
Such a talent, dude.
Man, dude, I went with him when he fought in Japan, and the Japanese fans loved him instantly.
Really?
Loved him. I was a bit jealous. Damn, like that. It took him a while to like love me like that. He came out with the samurai suit.
Oh, that's right. His walkout was fire.
Man, dude, he's the only person that had like $100,000 walkout uniform.
Yeah, he's funny because he came on my show right before he came world champ, And he was like, yeah, man, I just want to win. And then I have a GT2 RS Porsche. She's like, yeah, I'm going to take the money. I'm going to buy that. I'm like, oh, no. Don't waste all your money on a car.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Gradually get there.
Yeah,
because he's a gearhead, too. He loves cars.
Yeah, he loves cars. Yeah, I don't know if he listens. His dad try to keep him grounded. But I see like him and his dad talk. I think his dad do the same thing I do sometimes. All right, you're going to learn the hard way.
Yeah, you learn, yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a talent, though.
Yeah.
He's probably the most talented dude. Him or I think he's at middleweight. They're champ there. Those two could come to the UFC and compete top three right now.
I'm gonna tell you, they got another kid in that gym, Joey Davis. When he get his head.
Oh, Joey, yeah.
Have you seen
Jay him? Davis?
Joey Davis. Wait till you see him. Wait till he get his head on straight.
Really?
Too.
Mm. They got a few guys like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just some savages.
The savages, yeah.
Now this won't air before the fight airs on Saturday. But you got Fedor coming back.
Yeah.
Fedor versus Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
Thoughts? How you feel about Fedor still doing the damn thing?
Well, they said this is Fedor's last fight. And, you know, Fedor's been my favorite fighter for a long time. You know, I guess we're about the same age. I understand why he's retired. I hope he wins his retirement fight.
Me too.
Yeah.
But against Ryan Bader,
that'd be a tough fight.
To me, when guys like at your level, when you're like these legends, it's like, I don't get, like, and Fedor's Fedor. I'm sure you wanted to fight Ryan Bader because he won the title. But they should be doing, like, these legacy fights where they're getting a fight where they're favored. Like, they have to send off cool. Like, the UFC, what they do to, like, Dominic Cruz against Chito Vera or Frankie Edgar versus that Gutierrez kid. Yeah. It's like, why are you giving these young lions?
Yeah.
Should have been Frankie versus Dom.
Right.
Like, give them these legendary fights.
I don't understand that. See, that's if I fight in the MMA again, that's the only thing I want to do.
Like if Vanderlei Silva and you would make two legends going at it,
yeah.
You know, something like that.
Me and Vanderlei in a boxing match. You said that you would buy that.
I'll buy that right now.
Yeah.
I'm a degenerate, though. I watch it. I watch Slap Fight League, man.
You watch that shit for real?
I watched it once, and my girl couldn't stop laughing. She couldn't believe it's real, and I go, I can't either. And then once that dude's face got fucked up, I was like, oh, now I'm sad.
Yeah.
And then you find out how much they make, you're like, holy shit.
But he won, though.
Did he, though?
He came
Is
back.
Is anybody winning?
No, but he came back and won, though.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, the other guy gave up or something.
Hey, dude, here's $2,000, and your face is fucked up
no,
for
no,
life.
No. How much they get paid, though?
Two and two. And then someone wrote that because they went after a UFC fight and he posted, he's like, Slap Fight League reached out to me and they went off for me 2-2. And then someone in the comments lit up Dana was like, man, what are you doing? 2-2, fuck this. And Dana was like, educate yourself. He's like, 2-2, that's what the UFC started back in the day. I'm like, yeah, bitch, in 93.
Yeah,
fuck 2023, 2-2. These boys can go work at Starbucks and make
right,
more money.
Right, so shit, gas is high price, everything went up. Rent's up, 2-2.
Bro, 2-2, you're not eating an egg omelet every day. How much eggs are these days?
Hell no. Damn, man, that's sad. That's
yeah,
sad.
2-2 will bum me out. When I heard that, I'm like, God, dog. And then there's those rash guards, like the normal rash guards, so you got kind of guts too. It ain't a sport if you have to have your shirt out all the time.
Oh, yeah. I saw it was an ex-UFC fighter that went in there and knocked somebody out. I saw that on the clip today.
What UFC fighter?
I can't remember his name, bro. I can't remember
his
name.
Did you see the one MMA fighter who had sugar in his tank? And he slapped him and was like, I was like, oh, no. And then the dude was like, that's it? Dude!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but
the show's entertaining.
It's entertaining, but I thought it was unfair that an MMA fighter came and slapped some regular guy, some guy that.
But
wasn't
it's slapping though, right?
It's slapping, but he knocked him out the first time.
Dude, you see Bigfoot Silva's like he showed a picture of his hand. He's like, I'm down to the Slap Fight League. Who in the fuck is gonna sign up to compete against Bigfoot Silva and Slap Fight?
Is he in already?
He said he's down to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, because, you know, his chin, God bless him, I love him.
Yeah.
As long as he gets to go first, he'll go undefeated for 10 years. But if somebody else gets to start with his chin, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, now, he Big don't have Melon? A good
chin? No. Oh. He's been knocked out a bunch.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
That's what a waste to be that big and just get chin.
His hand, big dick beaters, dude, just whack. You know what I'm saying? He's a problem, dog. Well, let me feed you.
Let's do this.
You don't got a fight coming up. There's no reason to
come on. Yeah.
Cardio.
Yeah. I do cardio. I do cardio. I train. I'm working out 5 days a week now.
Are you?
Lifting real hard and doing cardio.
Yeah, I'd say you got bigger from, not fatter, but you got like thicker from when you did Companion.
Yeah, I'm lifting and doing cardio.
But let me feed you. Let's both get thicker. Let me feed you.
Let's do this.
first of all, appreciate you doing this.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yep, you got two thick ones here today.
Yeah.
Right? Mainly in the legs.
I'm all legs. All legs.
First team all legs here. What's your most popular items?
Our most popular is the Cowboy 3.0 burger. It's going to be right in the center here.
Oh, I see it.
3.0 says three meats. We have a double beef patty, pepper jack, cheddar cheese, pulled pork, bacon, coleslaw, pickles, onion rings, and barbecue sauce.
Interesting.
Second would be the bacon avo stack. So it's double patty, American cheese, bacon, avocado, lettuce, tomato, pickles, our wicked sauce, which is a chipotle mayo, and then we add an over easy egg to that.
Oh, interesting. You know what you want?
Yeah, see, that bacon avo stack.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about that.
That one's my favorite.
Oh, that's your favorite?
That one's my favorite.
I saw like how you
passionate.
Yeah.
I didn't like that sandwich. I was like, yeah, I might get it. Yeah.
The bulgogi stack is another one of my favorites as well. It's very different.
You said bukkake. You got a bukkake sandwich?
Oh no, bulgogi.
It's the bukkake.
Oh, my bad. See, I almost want to get the Nashville chicken and the Nashville fries because I'm from Tennessee, but I'm not from Nashville though.
Still though, it's your state.
But what's the Nashville fries?
I'll eat Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, you do?
I mean, Mountain oysters, Colorado.
That's like sheep balls, ain't it?
Bull balls.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Tastes like chicken.
I don't know.
If you've never had chicken, that's what they say.
No. Okay, I know I'm gonna order one of those.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do an order of the Wicked Wings.
All right.
You know, I take that
sandwich again.
Yeah, the bacon. I take the bacon. But can I get it with no tomatoes?
Yeah, no tomatoes.
And I'll do the Wicked Stack.
Can I get one of these grape drinks? Is that grape?
Of course, yeah. Help yourself to whichever you like.
Oh, you knew.
I want that purple stuff.
Yeah, the purple stuff. You knew a black guy was coming today, didn't you?
Yeah, there's only one of them.
What the hell y'all laughing at?
There's one of them. You got any more purple stuff? Y'all, nope. I think that's it.
All right, you got it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all take food stamps?
No.
You know what? I got you.
Oh, you got
me? I got you this one.
Oh, thanks.
I got him.
All right.
Came in as an underdog, but now I'm on my way. Stayed up every single night and hustled every day. I've been going so hard. Now I'm on my way. Like, oh my God.
All right, my man, those fries look intense, and that homegirl suggested those.
Yeah.
It's about to go all of them legs.
Yeah, I why you keep talking about my legs?
Dude, I like these legs are dope, man. What you talking
look,
about?
Look, they all muscle, but look, just a little
that
fat
is
in
all,
the back.
No, mainly muscle, though.
It's mainly muscle.
Yeah.
All right, get your hands off my legs.
Gotta make the stallion legs. Hercules.
I had to get the fries because they're Nashville, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're Nashville because they got hot sauce on them.
You gonna say grace before you eat?
We can. We've never done it. We can. I respect all religions, man. Around here, respect all religions.
I don't see no French fries. Oh, okay. This is.
They hide them under the chicken tenders.
Oh. Let's take a little break from chatting with the one, then the only, the original Rampage Jackson. This episode of Food Truck is brought to you by Onnit. Listen. I'm a busy dude. That's by design. I have psoriasis, so I need to cut back a little, but I'm never going to stop. I like to have a lot on my plate, and Onnit helps me maintain focus in order to function and stay right in the zone, all right? My favorite part about Alpha Brain, and I take this, the black label, it promotes attention, focus. Alpha Brain helps to support cognitive functions, including memory, mental speed, and focus. Look how fast I'm talking. This is Alpha Brain Black. Your boy is always either podcasting or doing stand-up. And trust me, I need all the mental speed I can get. I need that turbo boost of this brain I got. All right, CT is coming, so enjoy the next 3 years. Otherwise, it's going to be too late. All right, what are the benefits to Alpha Brain, you ask? Oh, man. Aids in mental processing, caffeine-free, so you don't get the jitters. Helps with the flow state, promotes focus, supports memory. Alpha Brain can help you. All right, remember names, places, addresses, phone numbers. When's the last time you knew your mom's address or phone number or your lady friends or guy's friends? Focus on complex tasks, think more clearly under stress, react more quickly. Check, 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 all right? You want to be like Jeff Bezos? Do you or not? Then don't take it. Fine. Onnit also offers fitness equipment like kettlebells, steel club maces, sandbags, yoga mats. Need better nutrition because you're getting thick already. All right. Onnit has all that. They got protein powders, warrior bars, protein bars. We got it all. Streaming fitness for your thick self. All right. and they're going to help you achieve your fitness goals. It's not too late. I know January is supposed to start. Maybe you just get on the treadmill now. It's not too late. All right, go to onnit.com/shop. Receive 10% off everything I've listed, including Alpha Brain Black. Also, with Alpha Brain, if you don't love it, you get your money back. Keep the product, no return necessary, you get your money back. That's how confident they are in Alpha Brain. They've sold over 1 million freaking bottles. Get you some. Onnit.com/shop. Receive 10% off the entire site. You're welcome. This episode of Food Truck Diaries is brought, this is the last one, I promise. This episode of Food Truck Diaries is brought to you by my friends at Happy Hippo. It's the best kratom on the freaking planet. Listen, you ever just stare at a hippo and think, why are they so freaking happy? And they come up with all these cool gadgets and ideas. How can I be more like a hippo? Well, I'm here to let you in on a little secret. They're using Happy Hippo. That's right, happyhippo.com, the best kratom on the planet. You can't just trust any old kratom company out there. We have no idea what to put in those bottles. Don't do it. You can only trust one, and that's happyhippo.com. It's the best focus, the best warm feeling, your happy feeling, your overall mood changes. I use kratom every single day for every single thing that I do. And I only use one company. It's my limitless pill. It's happyhippo.com. You can save 20% off by going to happyhippo.com. Promo code is thick23. That's thick with three C's. And be like the hippos. Get happy. Come up with cool ideas. Create cool gadgets just like all the hippos do. It's happyhippo.com. Promo code thick23. You're welcome. Now let's get back to the program.
But you're in town, obviously. I mean, you live not too far away.
Yeah, I live in Orange County.
Yeah, man. So, but are you excited about Bellator doing, kind of honoring the legends of the game? I mean, look at the list you're with. I mean, you know this. You're a freaking legend. I don't have to, you know, jerk your leg off here.
Yeah, but, I don't jerk my leg
off. You know, I don't have to jerk them thick legs off. But, you know, it's a U-ranked tour, Royce Gracie, Coleman, Chael Sonnen, just the grand old legends. Dude, how do you feel about it?
I love all those guys, but I'm not excited to see Randy Couture. I can't stand that motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even want to be in the same ring with him.
Why not?
Randy Couture is a fucking asshole, man.
What happened?
Back in the day when I was champion and stuff.
In the UFC.
I started being sponsored by him. You remember he had that Extreme Couture?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and I had like the number one selling shirt, the Wolves with the chains and stuff like that, mm-hmm. with Affliction Extreme Couture. So it was like his company too, right? Because it was Extreme Couture with Affliction. They sponsored me, I'm wearing a t-shirt, making Randy Couture a shitload of money. I made pretty good money too, but when I was fighting, he would do interviews and pick my opponents over me.
That's not cool.
It's like Monster doing an interview right before you know what I'm saying? I fight and say,
paying the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, giving their predictions.
Yeah, but why would he do that?
He did it three times. He did it with Rashad Evans. I'm like, okay, yeah, I could lose to Rashad Evans. And I end up losing to Rashad Evans. He did it with Lyoto Machida.
Lyoto Machida.
I said, yeah, that's a tough fight. Okay, yeah, I see.
Sounds like he was just doing normal picks so far.
Yeah, and then he did it against Matt Hamill. That's when I was like, man.
Okay, that's where it gets.
Yeah, that's when I got offended.
Then he's just a hater. The other two?
Yeah.
Fear, kind of professional picks. Yeah. Yeah. Matt Hamill, though, I can see where he's throwing some shade.
I still thought it was unprofessional, the other two, but I can. But then
have you ever talked to him about it?
Fuck no, I just saw a cussing
his ass. That just made you mad.
It made me mad because, you know, we all looked up to Randy, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he won the first.
I like Randy. Yeah. He's never done anything to me, though.
I used to like Randy.
I feel you hold some grudges. Like, you want to fight Schoonover.
Yeah. How you pronounce his name?
Daryl Schoonover. Is it Schoonover? Schoonover. Schoonover. You want to fight him.
Yeah.
You're down to fight Marvin Eastman.
Again,
back
I owe him
in
a
the day.
Yeah, I owe him
you
a rubber
Vanderlei. You don't like Randy Couture.
I'll fight Randy Couture old ass.
Would you? Like
fuck
a legends
yeah.
fight?
Hell yeah, I'll fight his old ass. He wanted to fight me before he retired. I know it because he wanted to come train with me. And I know Randy Couture, he likes to come train with you before he fights you.
Do you think they're going to are people aware that you guys have this beef? Now, do you think there's beef or do you think it's just beef on Rampage's
side? This is beef on my side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because he talked shit about me fighting Lyoto, and he was saying like how he would have beat Lyoto better than me, and so I beat him by decision. And he went and got his tooth knocked out, and I kept quiet. I didn't say nothing, but I laughed though.
Lyoto kicked him right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
Lost his tooth.
Lost his tooth.
I actually helped him train for that fight the night before.
Who you helped train?
Randy.
That's your boy?
He hit me in the face. No, we had the same coach, Neil Mallison. I was just doing an appearance for the UFC, UFC Toronto. Mm. And he was like, where are you going? I'm like, go do something really cool in my hotel room. He's like, no. You're coming to train. You're coming to train with Randy. He needs help. And I was like, oh, man. I go train. I thought I was just be like there for like one round. Nah, five rounds. Miho and Mitts getting beat up by Randy Couture. Hit me right in the face, missed the mitt.
Man, you the wrong sparring partner, training partner for him.
I was in southpaw. Yeah. I don't know karate.
Right.
I don't drink piss.
Yeah. I remember
that. I love Leo, though.
Yeah, Leo, though, he's great. That was one of the hardest training camps I ever had, bro. I had to bring in some karate guys, and I brought in like a karate instructor from the UK. And he was in one of those movies, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen or something. He was one of the guys in that movie, but he was like a big-time karate guy.
Was it Sean Connery?
It wasn't Sean Connery. It was another old guy. I don't know. I can't remember his name. Terry something, maybe. I can't remember his name.
But he was a badass?
He was badass. But he brought in some guys, and he got mad when I was kicking the karate guy's ass.
Because he thought they were going to like you, because that's his background.
That was his background. So I was like, man, why are you even training me?
But that's everyone. Like, anyone who fights like Wonder Boy, like, people don't realize, like, when you sign up for that fight against Lyoto or like a Wonder Boy, you have to bring in that karate style.
You have to.
You have to. Otherwise, you can get lit the hell up.
Yeah, you're not going to be prepared for it.
People forget how fucking good Lyoto Machida was in his heyday, man.
Man, he was good as fuck.
And
that was
the
a tough
nicest
fight.
Guy ever, too. Man.
Yeah, he's a great
Such
guy.
Such a good dude.
You think he really drink piss, though?
I mean, there's video of it. I don't think he does anymore. Yeah, I don't think he does anymore. There's video of it. And it kind of makes sense. You know, he was like, I take all these vitamins and they go through your liver, so you don't want to miss out on the vitamins. Like, just take more vitamins.
I was thinking this. Buy some more vitamins.
Yeah, just take some.
Recycle vitamins.
No, they're vitamins, you know. Just drink more vitamins so you don't drink piss. But I get it. I get the idea behind it, but not for me. Yeah, I feel like you hold on to grudges.
Yeah, I do, I guess.
Because I heard you on Adam 22 saying that Rogan didn't have you on because some deal. Rogan was criticizing you chucking leg kicks.
Yeah, but I don't got nothing against Rogan though. I'm not mad at Rogan.
Rogan's not mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed. He'll give you the biggest hug.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Rogan, but it came up. He just asked me, "Have I ever been on Rogan?" And I told him, "No, I never been on." He never asked me to be on.
But that. You assumed it's because you had an issue because he was criticizing your leg kicks like back in the day. Right?
I said that's probably like why he never asked me on because we had some work. We talked about it backstage at the UFC though. The last time I saw him.
And he was saying you gotta check those leg kicks.
I went off on him though.
Oh, did you?
I went off on him because, bro, since social media, like the fans, like they come right to you. They come to you in your DMs.
Especially whatever what Rogan says, he's so powerful. So if Rogan says, Rampage has bad head movement. All the only comments, like, because they can't think for themselves, they just go, you have bad head movements. Like, God damn, John.
Right. So that, after a while.
But he's not doing that. He's doing it to help you.
Yeah, he's not
he's
doing it on
purpose.
He's saying,
if you check leg kicks, I think it's going to work better.
Yeah.
Now, I'm more along the lines of your thinking, too, especially when I was fighting. I wasn't the biggest leg kicker. I would check the kicks. I'd rather eat a kick and then land this right hand. You know, when I fought Gonzaga, Krokop, those guys that kick, cool, kick me.
Yeah.
Because that ain't going to end the fight. This is.
Yeah.
So I'll take your leg kicks because that won't end the fight this well.
Yeah. You fought Gonzaga?
Yeah. Which was asked for 15 minutes.
For real? I didn't see that fight.
Yeah. It's a fun one.
He was a big motherfucker, huh?
Ooh, man, he was hairy, too.
For real?
I remember they're doing the piss test. I saw his piss. It was just brown. I was like, damn, you dehydrated. Or you're on something.
Have you ever fought somebody that was really smelly, though?
Krokop smelled like Croatian hummus.
For real?
Smelled awful.
Wow.
I think that was like a tactic of his.
Yeah. I think I fought two people that was real smelly. I think it has to be a tactic.
Who was it?
One was that my first K-1 fight, the French guy, Cyril Abidi. And then that guy smelled like at least 2 weeks.
That makes sense.
And Matt Lindland.
Matt Lindland just looks just smelly.
Yeah, I heard.
His knee brace looks like it stinks.
Bro, I heard when he take a shower, he just get in there and spin around twice and get out. That's what they say.
Spins around and jumps out. Matt Lindland was a savage back in the day, dude.
Yeah, tough fight, too.
Hell yeah, he's a tough fight. But you could tell he's smelly. I could call that a mile away. There's some dudes that just look smelly.
Yeah. Well, tell your boy Joe, I ain't mad at him.
Oh, I guarantee he loves you. He's not even thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? But you were right. I'm along the lines with you. Like, especially back then, now it's a little different. If you're fighting a guy who's a straight up, like, savage leg kicker,
yeah.
The game's changed. But when you and I were fighting, It just, the leg kicks, like when the way Gonzaga would kick or Krokop would kick, it wasn't like it was, if it was a head kick, you'd be in trouble. Yeah. Those leg kicks, I'll eat those to land a right hand all day. And we train for that.
Yeah.
But I don't think, and their line of thinking, they don't realize that. Like, that's part of the game plan. Yeah. Like, we know they kick. We know how to deal with it. But for Joe, he's probably thinking, oh, Rampage doesn't work on leg kicks, or, you know, he doesn't realize.
And he said I wasn't kicking people either. And I almost listened to Joe when I fought Matt Hamill. I almost got taken down because I was like, let me kick, because I'm tired of
here, Joe. Yeah. So I don't kick.
Yeah. But whenever you see me fighting, and I had my ankle taped.
Yeah.
I was planning to kick.
Oh, that makes sense. But to your point too, you didn't want to get taken down.
I didn't want to get taken down because when people took me down, they just laid on top of me, and I hated that.
Yes. And also, when you throw a kick, remember you're on one leg.
Yeah.
So for someone who can grapple, they want you to kick.
They want you to kick.
You have one leg. Yeah. One leg's off the ground. Yeah. Figure it out.
And they don't go for the ground and pound or the submission on me. They just lay there and just
hold you tight, make sure you don't get back up.
Yeah, and I hate that.
I get it, dude.
It makes for a boring fight.
So you're looking forward to this Legends kind of thing, but you still want to see Randy Couture.
I don't want to see Randy Couture.
I bet you guys squash the beef. You'll run into each other and be like old times.
You think
at now, it's like,
I'm cordial, but
yeah, you're cool with everyone.
Yeah, yeah, I'm cordial. I see I'm cordial, but he know I don't like him.
I'm gonna tell him about, hey, remember in 2012 when you picked Matt Hamill, man? Never forget that.
Hey, I sound like a
grumpy old man?
Yeah.
No, because I think it makes it who you are too. Like, you don't forget those things. You know, you make it personal. And I think in the fighting that helped you out. I think it's time to let it go.
If he wasn't my sponsor, I would give two shits.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you feel like you're part of the team, kind of stepped in. Yeah. Back. I bet you, if you talked to him, he's like, oh, sorry, man. I was just doing.
Yeah, right.
It's a black and white thing, you know, like a numbers thing. I just thought Matt Hamill was gonna beat you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How?
Yeah. Agree. I got some gifts for you though, man. First of all, how's your food?
Man, it's good, man. It's really good.
Does it taste? Did bring you back to the Nashville?
Like I got it because I never had fries like this in Nashville.
Yeah, they're just called Nashville fries, but in Nashville you're not gonna find those fries. Yeah.
Oh, they it's false advertisement. Yeah, I thought when I go to Nashville.
Mm-mm. They got you. I wanted to say something. I don't want to break the
news. You should have said something.
Well, now you have a grudge against that poor lady. Well, I wanted to mail this to you, but you won the award for last year.
You got me something?
Oh, yeah. I get you a few things. So it's like Christmas right now.
Oh, goddamn. Fuck this.
So you got to think, what we're getting for the drunkest? Drunkest motherfucker.
I was drunk as fuck last time.
Of that Tiger Thick, this year, that chains all you. That's your award there.
I was drunk. I was the drunkest motherfucker. I was drunk as fuck. I was lit.
Favorite companion I've ever done, though. Uh-huh. You were so fun on there.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. I mean, that was built for Rampage.
This is dope.
It's gonna be tough to beat that too this coming year. I mean, could you? A Jelly Roll might beat you because that. He likes to drink.
But the way he sounds like he has a stronger tolerance than me.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't look hammered, but he's fun time. So you got that? You got your Thick Boy Award for drunkest mother effer of the year, and then these are from my boys at Suplex Philly. I always I partner up with them because I'm a sneakerhead, and we always give a shoe to the fighters, and then I pick the shoe because I feel like it resembles. The fighter has to, you know, we gave Sugar Sean the dope, like, tie-dye Jordan, J Balvin Jordans. These are for you. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of these. These are yours.
Oh, thanks, man.
These bad boys
I wasn't expecting gifts.
Yeah, gifts, man. Anything, I'm just going to bring you down here and feed you Nashville fries.
Oh, yeah. These motherfuckers are lit.
The Supreme Collab Jordan 5.
Supreme.
Yeah, dog. Hard to find.
These are hard to find?
Yes.
Anybody be trying to rob me for these motherfuckers? Because, you know, I be going to some, like...
I wouldn't wear those in, like... you know what? You could wear those around Randy Couture at the thing.
Oh, okay.
You'd be fine around there.
I'd be fine around Randy. His old ass better not try to rob me.
He might for those. He's in the military. But those Desert Camos, son?
Yeah.
I don't have those. I'm jealous.
Oh, man. These
but those, nice. I mean, the Street Soldier, dog?
Yeah.
I mean, that's your shoe all day, dog.
Dude.
That shoe should have been... They should have done a collab with you on that.
Dude. That was very thoughtfully. This is like, look at that.
Yeah, they're filthy. Yeah. Supreme Collab too. Not easy to get, my man.
Oh, man.
Those are just for you. No, you're the man, and you're going to be back March 4th doing a companion, watching John Jones fight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I love you, man. You're the best.
Do I get shoes that time, too?
Yeah. I mean, you can. We can just, every time I see you, I use some dope shoes. They won't be as good as those.
I'm joking with you.
But, yeah, we love you, man. Yeah, much appreciate love, you doing man. The show. Enjoy, dude. Take it in this weekend when you have Bellator.
All right, give me some legend. Advice. Give me some advice. Should I just, like...
Hug Randy. It's going to do better for you, man. That resentment stuff, there's no need for it. Over a T-shirt? Who gives a shit? And he picked against you? Okay. You still won. You know, you're still winning.
Well, I lost one of the times he picked against me, but...
Against Rashad?
Yeah.
He's wrong on the other two.
Yeah.
So you still won, right? Like, who cares, man? At this age, too? Do it for me.
All right. That's good
you're
advice.
You're the best, brother. Right. Enjoy the kicks.
All right. Thanks, man.
Rampage Jackson, everybody.